The Coquitlam Express scored twice in the final 10 minutes of the third period of their BC Hockey League game to battle back from a 3-1 deficit, but it was the Merritt Centennials that prevailed 4-3 with a goal in overtime Friday at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex. Wearing distinctive orange jerseys designed by local First Nation artist Corrine Hunt in honor of National Truth and Reconciliation Day, the Express spotted the visitor a 2-0 lead through the first and second periods despite outshooting the Centennials 26-14. Matteo Dixon got one of those back 6:31 into the third period when his backhand shot eluded Merritt goalie Johnny Hicks. Diego Johnson restored the Centennials' two-goal advantage just before the period was half over. But less than a minute later, Gavin Giesbrecht knocked a puck out of midair into Merritt's net to make it 3-2. Then, at 15:34, Luke Roberts tied it, sending the teams to extra time to decide which would win their first game of the young season. It was Merritt's Walker Erickson who ended it after 2:40 of additional play with a quick turnabout in the slot to grab a rebound and a shot that just eked its way past Express goalie Adam Mongey. Dixon added an assist to his goal to lead Coquitlam in scoring, while Mirko Buttazzoni contributed a pair of helpers. Mongey stopped 25 shots of the 29 he faced, while his teammates fired 35 at Hicks. The Express will be wearing another special jersey for Sunday's pink in the rink game against the Surrey Eagles, 3 p.m. at Poirier. Afterward, the pink jerseys will be auctioned off to raise money for the Eagle Ridge Hospital Foundation's breast cancer clinic.